Potters. Welcome to episode 241 of CosPod Podcast for all things cosplay. Woohoo!
It's the weekend for some people. Yay! Not me.
We realize that there are people who unfortunately have to work on the weekend, so
yeah.
We're not trying to make fun of those, you know, wonderful people that have to do that sort of thing.
But hi.
we're just very happy to be, you know, done with work for the day for the most part.
My weekend's another day away. It's okay. But hello, everybody. This is Valerie. The other one's Amber. Hope you all are doing well.
Indeed, as we are getting closer to the official start of fall and temperatures finally get to something closer to normal in the state of Texas.
Just a few more days.
I finally started to really want to work on cosplay because the temperatures are finally at that point where it's comfortable to mm-hmm. do most of the things I would be doing to work on cosplay, especially things that involve, say, hot glue guns or irons or heat guns or having to go outside. All of those things are now more comfortable to do when it's not 98 with 60% humidity.
It seems like, especially when I pull out my iron, like I'm always having to put it at the topmost setting possible, so it's always stinking ridiculously hot when it's like, why can't I not pick fabrics that don't require this amount of temperature? Because it always makes the place stupidly hot afterwards. And it's not like I need it for 5 seconds and I'm done. No, no, no. I gotta make these stupid big dresses and gowns and stuff. So everything has to be pressed 1,000 times whenever I work on it. I'm like, dang it. You'd think I would learn by now after 10 plus years.
That's why I hold off on my ironing until I have a pile of things that needed ironed, so
oh,
that
no.
If I have to do it, I just get it all out of the way at once.
I can't do that. My OCD will not let me do that. It's like, because then I'll just keep putting off things and putting it off and putting it off, and then it piles up, and I can't stand the piles. It's like, if I'm working on it, I need to do it now.
Oh, I won't let it pile up forever. It gets to a point where I finally stop myself and say, okay, I've got to take care of it.
The pile of me is one. Anything beyond a one is too much.
I'll usually let it get to 3. Somewhere between 3 and 5. And then I will break down, get out my iron as early in the morning as I can manage it. Because that's when it's coolest.
Right.
And then just get it out of the way. And like you, most of the time my iron, it's not at the highest setting for me, but it's at the second highest setting.
Which still produces so much heat and steam, and it just makes it uncomfortable sometimes.
That's why as soon as I'm done with it, and cosplayers, don't do this. This is a, you know, don't do as I do as I say. To cool it down faster, I will get a squirt bottle of water, and I will squirt down my iron as soon as I'm done using it.
Oh my goodness.
So that the heat doesn't radiate or keep radiating, because it will keep radiating into my apartment.
So yeah, don't do that, people.
Cool it.
Don't do that.
Tepid water. Not cold water, because that'll crack your iron.
Yes.
Tepid water.
Tepid water, however, still don't do it. Just don't do it.
Of course, now that we're in the normal temperatured time of year, now I don't have to worry about uber heating up my apartment.
I'm doing massive air quotes around that because it's still supposed to be 98 on Monday. We are still in summer as far as I'm concerned.
Fall doesn't officially start till Wednesday.
It's official, but however, the temperature in Texas will kind of do its own thing. So it may be another month until it's really technically fall. Let's be honest.
Normally at this time of year, I would be camping.
Still too hot for that crap.
It depends on the year, to be fair. It also makes cosplaying for fair rather difficult, as I don't know whether I should be taking my hot weather garb or if I should be taking garb where I know it's going to go down to about 55 at night. And then I freeze.
Yay! So you pack the whole thing.
I actually really do pack 2 costumes, typically. I will... It's not just for weather thing, it's that I will end up having a visit from Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Murphy's Law? Whichever of the 2 costumes that I really want to wear, So I'll end up like spilling something on it. So I bring a backup just in case. I mean, it happens to people at conventions. Ren Faire is just basically a giant convention for me, so.
But outdoors.
I bring two costumes. I mean, if you think about it, fair is a weekend. Well, mm-hmm. How many costumes do people bring to the standard weekend conventions? One for each day. It's not that crazy.
No, it's not that crazy. It's just my little brain is like, you know what? I don't have the energy more than to go to a couple of hours and then I'm done. Like, I won't do the camping thing. I'm just like, I go, I visit, I buy my meat on a stick, I buy one thing from the art stores, and then I go.
And there are plenty of people that do that.
Yeah. I am one of those people. Thank you very much.
You know, nothing says you have to camp on the fairgrounds. There are plenty of people that actually drive home or drive to a local hotel as soon as they're done, and they'll stay for 4 to 6 hours depending on the kids, and then they leave. As long as you have a good time, it's all that matters. And if you're there for your meat on a stick, then I sincerely hope that you at least get to try meat on a stick.
Yay!
Or anything else on a stick.
All the things on a stick.
That's what fair is like, people.
Yeah.
All the food is served
on a stick. Butter is on a stick. Your ice cream is on a stick.
I think the only thing that they don't serve on a stick is fried rice. And I think that's only because they haven't figured out how to get fried rice.
I've seen it. I haven't tried it. And it hasn't been at a Ren Faire, but I have seen it. And it's basically just a little compact, really, really tight ball. And it's almost kind of like Ondango size. Like it's just much more compact, and they tend to roll it in panko breadcrumbs and then fry it to kind of help keep it all together.
Okay. I was like, if you roll it in panko and then fry it, then it's basically just a dumpling.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty close to it.
So they're basically making onigiri?
Except it's just rice. There's nothing else inside of it.
Okay. That's
cool. It's just the rice and then the panko.
Okay. That's a lot of carbs.
And there's a ton of carbs, but I'm all for it. So hey, let's do some cosplay updates.
Yeah, speaking of cosplay at the fair, I am not actually going to fair this year, but I know that Chuseok is coming up, which is a Korean holiday. It's something like our Thanksgiving. And I wanted to wear a special outfit, which I can't show you the outfit because it's not here next to me, but I did end up making some really Yay! Nice hair sticks.
Hair twizzles. All the,
yes. All the sparkly, dangly chains. And these are actually all earring components.
Nice.
That I've had lying around for about 5 years. So as part of the theme of Amber using up more craft supplies that have been just lying around, since I had these blanks from when you guys saw me working with the bamboo skewers before, which was all sorts of fun, mm-hmm. dremeling bamboo skewers down, I ended up making hair sticks that will go with my Chuseok outfit. So I thought that was pretty darn cool. That's pretty much all I have for right now, mostly because I'm still reclaiming my table space and working on some other crafts to use up supplies again. They're not necessarily clothing. Some of them are accessories, and they're all drying on a table. So can't show them yet. But next time I can show you guys, because they'll be dry. Also, tacky glue is the best.
Tacky glue is the best.
Any kind of glue is the best. Amber loves her chemicals.
Yes, she does. Well, I guess for my cosplay updates, it's going to be a little difficult for me to show you because, again, I have space limitations and I can't drag my dress form over here without injuring myself or the dress form. Please ignore the dog. Apparently, the mailman is dropping something off right now because, obviously, he wouldn't be barking at this time of night. But they keep coming in later and later. Lucky me. Anyway, what I've been doing is cleaning out a bunch of my supplies because I've just gotten to this kick now where once a year I go through my fabric bin and I just get rid of things that I have not used and I don't plan to use within the next calendar year. And I'm glad that I'm still doing that because it's just freeing up a lot of space. I'm just getting rid of extra stuff. And it's just a lot of things where I'm like, why did I buy this in the first place? Or I've decided I'm never going to make that costume. There's no point in me keeping it. So out it goes. And unfortunately, a lot of it is just pieces that I can't really donate anywhere. So they went straight into the garbage bin, and I hate to do that, but it is what it is, you know. But
One of those
now,
things I miss about conventions is having swap meets.
I would just drop the bag off and be like, don't give me
A lot
anything.
of people do.
Here's 4 yards
Plenty of
of
people do.
red something.
In
Enjoy.
fact, I would
Bye.
see people just bring in like plastic bags or trash bags that had a whole bunch of craft supplies and fabrics in them, and they would literally just leave them on the table.
Yep. Honestly, it's sometimes the best way to go. But other than that, I've been working on this dress thing that I have over here in the corner. This is a bad photo, so I'm going to insert one here later. Or you can go to my Instagram page. It'll be much easier if you go to my Instagram page.
It'll be in the show notes.
So I've been working on that. I have put some more applique in. I'm now trying to have some caution and some self-control with the amount of applique that I put on because it would be very easy for me to go overboard on this. And I'm trying really hard not to go overboard. I should have brought over the bag of applique that I have. I have a very literal bag, gallon size Ziploc
I was
bag.
about to ask how big it was.
It's Ziploc bag, and there's still a teeny little space left, but not really a whole lot of space left of stuff that I have primed and ready to go to stick on this thing. I'm trying to show some restraint. I'm also intending to put some bling on this too, so I'm trying to show restraint. I don't know how successful I will be, but it's coming along nicely. I'm happy with the progress. I think the fun and not so fun part will be making yet another petticoat. As always. So yeah,
Is
it's been
this a
nice.
Halloween thing?
No, just something I've had in my brain for 3+ years, and I finally had all the materials and the will to just, hey, I'm gonna go ahead and make this thing. Let's make the thing. I don't know when the heck I'll wear it, just whenever I feel like it. And it's done when I say it's done, which
There
is
you go.
kind of nice. Having no deadline is great.
Home con.
I do it when I feel like it.
Pretty much.
That's what I got for cosplay updates. I'm actually working on cosplay things, guys, 2 times in a row. Yeah, buddy. Making a comeback.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Sometimes. Some days.
Well, yes. Working on cosplay can be very stress relieving, but it can also be very stressful in and of itself, depending on what you're working on and when you're working on it.
Right. I've noticed that as I've gotten older, just this idea of having a deadline for a costume, there's no need for that. There's no point to it. It just makes me unnecessarily anxious and stressed out for things that I have no control over. I'm like, if I get it done for the con, cool. If I don't, I'll wear it to the next one. Or I'll take photos of it in a nice location with a professional photographer and not have to worry about con floor pics that look crappy and yellow because of the lighting. I mean, I'll do it on my own time, and when it's done, it's done. Then that's that. No con is going to tell me when the costume is ready. I tell it when it's ready.
And if you guys haven't seen our episode discussion on Con Crunch, then highly recommend that you go back and watch that just to kind of hear our perspectives on perhaps why it may be a little bit too stressful to try and cram as many costumes as you can, or even just cramming one costume in the morning of the con. Course, if you'd like to watch any of our other multitude of videos, 240 previous episodes, you're welcome to head over to our YouTube channel.
And our ungodly number of after sessions. I don't remember when we started the after sessions, to be frank. I would have to look that one up because those are YouTube only, so I don't know if we started them like around 50, or if maybe it was 60, maybe it was 20. I don't remember. It's been so long since we started After Sessions.
I try to forget our early seasons.
Hey, they're all
They
up on
don't
YouTube, so
exist.
you want to watch them, they're on YouTube. Have fun. Have fun.
Although, speaking of how long we have done this, I'm not sure if those who are newer to our podcast have realized this, but we're actually about to come up on our 10th anniversary.
Yay, from the day that we started. It's so close.
Yes. 10 years we have been talking heads on the internet, gabbing about cosplay and costuming and conventions.
For certain, we are officially the longest running cosplay oriented podcast ever.
Indeed. So if you, the audience, have anything that you would like to send us or show us, just simply start thinking about it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything now. We don't have any plans right now. But if you have any sort of messages that you guys would like to send, audio or video, for our 10th anniversary, just start thinking about what you might like to say.
It'll be in January. Is it January 11th? 12th? 12th. Okay. I was close. I was a day off.
Yes.
We'll put something up soon. And we'll also put something up for our Halloween episode, too. That one takes a little bit more precedence because that's literally a month away. So.
Yes. As I realized the last time I walked into the grocery store and saw the aisles upon aisles of candy.
Candy!
All the candy. No sugar free.
Oh my god. Our after show episode 14. We've been doing it since episode 14. Dang.
We've been doing after shows almost as long as a podcast.
Okay. Thanks, Radcast. We appreciate the suggestion because we're still going with it.
Oh, Radcast. I miss those guys.
I miss them too, but I still chat with them a lot on Facebook.
In fact, I miss pretty much all of the fellow podcasters we've talked with.
It would be nice to kind of, and this is something I would love to do in the future, especially with, because I want to talk about cosplay and social media, is to get in touch with all of the new cosplay podcasts that are out there, because they have so many fresh perspectives and they're very new, not just to cosplay, but also to podcasting. So I think it would be really cool to have all of us come together and have a cool chat and just kind of get to know each other and share each other's and get the knowledge banks going. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, workshopping.
Yay! I think that would be great.
Mm-hmm. I love talking shop with cosplayers.
So do I. I miss it.
That's not sarcasm, you guys. We seriously really do. We will happily talk shop at conventions with people.
Absolutely.
As long as we're not, you know, running to go film something.
Mm.
Oh, it's been so long since we've been in a convention and talk shop.
I miss it and yet don't miss it. Because again, convention, smelly, busy, trafficky, ew.
True. Man-made soap, please have a booth at every con in the front of the dealer's den.
Please. You make our lives so much easier.
Now that we've gone off on enough tangents.
We have done so many tangents on this episode. Oh my goodness. This is going to be like a bum rush now with our topic.
6 degrees of Nick Cage. Anyways, let's move into today's topic.
I mentioned this on our last episode, so I decided to go ahead and compile together and do my research and my due diligence, but I am going to review two make-your-own-pattern websites that will probably change the way that you think about cosplay. It also means Amber is going to grill me. And I wanted to cover this topic because these types of websites are gaining a lot of traction and popularity lately because, well, for two main reasons, is that they let you print to size. So that way you don't have to kind of Frankenstein patterns to figure out, okay, I'm a size 2 here, I'm a 10 here, I'm a 12 here, how do I make this all work? But you can also make a pattern that is close to, if not exactly, to your character. So you're not having to take 10 different patterns and compile them into one, you just have the one simple pattern and you're set. Or you're not having to draft the pattern yourself because it's weird video game magic that doesn't make sense.
No seams.
No seams anywhere, because that's a thing. So I know I mentioned this multiple times on CosPod, that I hate commercial patterns. I usually draft my own patterns because commercial patterns never fit me. And by the time I get it down to the correct size for me, it would just be faster for me to make my own pattern. That's just how it is, and I tend to stay away from them like the devil. I hate them. So to have these type of websites available and customize it in such a way that you probably don't need an adjustment, it's a really appealing prospect. So I dove into, I think, 6 different websites, tried out their test patterns. I even bought a couple of patterns too, just to see, you know, was there a difference between the test and the final version? And so the two websites that I'm going to focus on that I think are going to be the best for cosplayers, the first one's called Sewist, And the second one is called Taylor Nova. They both have their pros and cons, but I think the assets of both of them are worth looking into. So, what I'm going to do is I am actually going to show you guys a couple of pics of the websites. I'm not going to go through the websites themselves and give you like a full tutorial or anything. One, because we don't have the time and you can do it yourself. Honestly, it's so much stinking fun just to go to the websites and just start making a bunch of patterns, because as long as you don't add them to your cart and buy them, you can make as many patterns as you want. No one is stopping you. And that's like half the fun of just seeing what randomness you can make. So I would really encourage people to do that. But I did want to give you guys just kind of a general idea of what you would be looking at and what to expect. So pretty much all these websites are set up to be used with CAD software to design the patterns. And some of them will provide you with PDF files of the final pattern, or they'll give you an SVG or a CAD file that you can do additional alterations if you happen to know how to utilize those programs. So that's kind of neat. I am going to start with Sewist.com because I think that's the most well-known amongst sewers as well as cosplayers. And it's probably because patterns are $245. $2.
Is it okay? I thought you meant 245, and I was like, wait a second.
No. $2.45 per pattern. That's it for a fully customized pattern to your size. Which is pretty darn spiffy if you think about it.
That's actually cheaper than Joann's on their sale days.
Yep. You can also buy some pre-made patterns from a selection of designers that they have on their site, and it goes anywhere from like free to $5. And they're really nice patterns too, very good commercial stuff. They have slopers and blocks that are available for about $1.99. So you can get the basic patterns and you can modify them however you see fit. It's a pay-as-you-go website, so there's no subscription fee. But you can buy this currency that they have called sew coins, and you use one coin per pattern. And if you buy multiple coins, you get a discount. So it's a good little gift for somebody. So on the image that you guys are seeing here from their website, and you can already see what the downside is that they only have women's and girls' sewing patterns. There are no male patterns. Which is kind of
I
unfortunate.
also don't see anything for children.
No, there is. There's girls. There's nothing for boys, though.
Okay. Oh, right.
Yeah. So definitely kind of a big downer there. However, I will say, because I did test this, if you need a basic t-shirt, basic button-down shirt, or straight leg pants, you can put in male sizes and you will get a male pattern. So I've tried it, it fits, it works. So if you need that as a workaround, that is doable. But most of the tops are going to be blouses, and they're meant to have that little bit of a curve for the waist for women. But it does cater to plus sizes too, so that's kind of nice. And let me flip over to this one. So, as you can see, there are a whole lot of options that are available that you can kind of pick through. You got tops, you got bottoms, you got blouses, you got dresses, you got skirts. And the nice thing about it is that it's very, very simple and it's very intuitive. Like you just start with, okay, I want to make a dress. And then they'll tell you, okay, do you want a semi-fitted one? Do you want a fitted one? Do you want to have it wide? Like, do you want an A-line? So you just start picking your selections here and there. And it just goes through the process and you'll start seeing the number of like, there's 2 million options available. And it'll start slowly counting down as you keep adding on your options. So you can get as detailed into like what kind of collar you want, what kind of sleeve you want, and they have like hundreds of different sleeve options you can pick from. It's really simple, very straightforward. I just like that it's very, very intuitive. And the fact that, I mean, you can't beat the price, $2.45. I
I
think,
am ha
oh,
I'm
go
happy
ahead.
that they have pictures
Yes.
for a lot of these terms because, for
Yes.
example, if you don't know what a Peter Pan collar is,
You got a
you
picture
may
for
have
it.
no idea what it would end up looking like in the finished product.
And the pictures are a decent size too. Now, currently, I'm a little zoomed out on the website just so you could see everything a little bit better in the frame. But I mean, the pictures are a very nice size. And even when you get to the final file and it generates the whole outfit for you, you can go back in and re-edit certain pieces. You can absolutely do that. There's also a cool little color wheel that you can go through. So if you have a general idea of what the color is supposed to be for the garment, you can plop it down and see if it all makes sense. So it's kind of neat. When everything is said and done, and you plop in your cart and you buy it, it takes about 10 minutes to generate because it's got to put your measurements into place and create a unique CAD file for you for the pattern. Then you get an email with a PDF, and then you print, and then you're done. Easy as that.
Have you used it
Yes.
with their CAD program?
I did.
And my question is, after you've purchased it and they give you the CAD file, can you change things like, say, the length of the collar if you want to have it maybe angled differently?
You cannot, unfortunately. So with this particular, with Sewist.com, they only give you the PDF. They do not give you any SVG or CAD files, so it's just the PDF. But I will say, because I used this for the dress that I was making, is that altering the pattern was really simple because everything was already sized for me. I didn't have to do any wonky math or change things. It was really just like elongate it here, cut it a little short there. It was fairly simple to add in the alterations. So I will say that as far as the negatives with the website, other than not having any male or boy patterns, which is unfortunate, I think it's coming soon because I've noticed it on their website info and their FAQ, is that the, oh shoot, what was I going to say? My brain died. Oh, the seam allowance. Because I mentioned this before, the seam allowances on these are very wonky. They will range anywhere from half an inch to a full inch. But not in the places that make sense. In the areas where the seams are supposed to come together, like example, like on a sleeve, I had on one of the patterns where it was a half inch on one side and 1 inch on the other, and they were supposed to go together. And I just kept looking at it going like, this make no sense. This hurt my brain. I can't do this. So with this website, you do have the option to purchase without the seam allowance, and I would recommend that you do that and put in your own seam allowance. Because without the seam allowance, it fit me just fine. I had no problems. I didn't have to alter anything, but I did add in my standard quarter inch or half inch seam allowance as I saw fit. So just something to kind of keep in mind because it is a little funky like that. Yeah. For $245, expect a fully finished cosplay. I would too.
Yes.
NGL, not gonna lie. I would expect a full-fledged cosplay
With free shipping at that price.
that point. Right? And the other nice thing is that you can continue to download your pattern multiple times after you purchased it. So you don't have to worry about it being a one and done thing. If for some reason you lose the email, you just log back into their website, you go to your orders, you can re-download again. And I also almost forgot this, is that they also give you full sewing instructions. Really good sewing instructions too. So you get how to make it with standard seams, with French seams, if you have a serger, like they go into it hardcore, which is so nice. I love it. So this is a thumbs up for me, and I highly recommend this website. And then the other one that I want to go over is Tailor Nova. This is more of like the quote unquote fashion designer's website. It's a bit more high end. Basically, it's the same concept where it's just like you pick a bunch of stuff and it'll generate a pattern for you based on your selections. It is a higher price point though. It starts at $14 per pattern. So it's about what you would expect to pay for
Not a commercial pattern.
about a commercial pattern. It is a little bit easier, a little bit more accessible because it is already at your size. The seam allowances on these are perfect. They're great. I highly recommend the seam allowances on these. It's nice. You can even go into fun details with like jumpsuits if you're wanting to use a specific material like spandex. You can actually write in how much ease you want it to be or what the stretch is, and it'll accommodate for that. Which is fantabulous. If you guys have ever worked with any stretch fabrics, oh, go ahead.
Does the other website have that feature as well?
It does not.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the other website doesn't calculate in any type of fabric that you choose. It's kind of assuming that
Okay.
you're more than just a first-time sewer, that you have some basic knowledge in the type of fabric you want to utilize.
Gotcha. I
But,
wasn't sure specifically for things like knit,
yeah.
where you know there's going to be ease built into the pattern.
Right. That one it does not, but for on Taylor Nova you can absolutely do that. So if you're wanting to do a bunch of superhero bodysuits, I would recommend this website over SOAS. You are going to pay more, but it's going to calculate all of that differences for you and will fit you so much better. If you need to do more than one pattern, they do have a monthly subscription, which is only $29, and that gives you unlimited pattern creations and downloads. So if you're like, okay, I need the suit, but I also need a shirt, and I need pants, and I need this, this, and this, well, just sign up for a month and get as many patterns as you want for free. Well, with
yeah,
the subscription.
$14 per piece?
Mm-hmm.
That's two patterns worth? Definitely worth your time if you're going to do more than two patterns a month.
Exactly. You may as well just go ahead and get your money's worth out of that month and yep. download and make as much as you need to, which is super, super nice. This one does include menswear, which is great, but right now it's only limited to shirts and t-shirts. It is listed on their website that they are working on pants, so I'm like, okay, cool. But at least it has some men options, and it's kind of the same thing where if you need just standard straight leg pants, you can use the women's pattern and just put in the male measurements, and it comes out just fine. I tested it. It worked. It was nice. I also like the interface of this one a little bit better because it gives you the technical sketch as well as the flat pattern. So you can kind of see with your eyes where everything is going. Like, do you like where the darts are coming up? Do you like where the seam is? It gives you a much more stronger visual of how things are going to fit together. And it makes it a little bit easier to kind of work your way through it. Let's see. You can change where the darts are on this one. You can on the other one, but this one's a little bit easier for you to do so, especially since you have the flat pattern right there and you can't miss it. I did find that this program seems to focus more on modern clothing. You don't get a lot of those fun, exaggerated or creative necklines and dresses and skirts. It's really meant more for modern pieces. So if you're looking for things for modern anime and video games, this is probably a better website to use, whereas SOAS.com, I could definitely see being used for more of the fantasy arts, where you get more of the big flowing pieces and they have more dynamic necklines and interesting backs and different ways that they do the princess seams. So just something to kind of keep in mind. If you're looking for more traditional clothing, I would probably go with Taylor Nova instead. And they do have the option with this one where you can buy it as the SVG and CAD file. So if you develop a shirt or a dress or whatever and you're like, okay, I want to make one little tweak, but I can't do it because it's not available on Taylor Nova, you can buy the pattern with the SVG, make the tweak yourself if you know how to do that. So that's kind of nice too.
Do these only come in a single size or can they come in multi-size patterns?
I was not able to get it to work for a multi-size pattern here on Taylor Nova. You can on SOAS.com. You can opt to do your custom size or you can do the standard like US sizes, Japan sizes, Asia, like whatever size you want. It does cost more the more sizes you add on. So just keep that in mind. Because then it's having to accommodate for so many different layers, so that's more work for the CAD file.
It's helpful if you're going to, say, be making bridesmaid dresses.
Yeah.
Same dress, but in a multitude of sizes for different people.
Mm-hmm. So this one is pretty straightforward. I do like the way this website looks. I think it's a much better flowing website, but it is a higher price point. It doesn't have a lot of the fun fantasy or anime things that I would need for a costume, so I prefer using SOAS.com because of that. The price point is still kind of makes me go, because, I mean, you get a McCall's or a Simplicity pattern, but then you have to weigh out the pros and cons of like, okay, do I want the McCall's cosplay pattern that looks like what I need, but I'm gonna have to do a whole lot of adjustments because the size isn't right? Or do I go to Taylor Nova, pay the same price, get it the size that I need, but then maybe have to make some tweaks in the design to make it fit the character? It's kind of like, you know, which one do you want to go with? It's whatever you feel is best.
And when you go to print the patterns mm-hmm. out, what do you print them on?
Any type of computer paper. You don't have to do anything fancy. If you want to go to Kinko's or FedEx or UPS and decide I want it on cardstock, that's fine. It's on standard 8.5 by 11 paper. You don't have to do anything fancy unless you want it to be fancy.
Everything sized that way?
Yes.
Is it for 8.5 by 11?
Everything is sized specifically for 8.5 by 11.
Gotcha.
And what both of them do is they'll print out as 7 by like 10.5, so you have just a little bit of a border around all of it, so that way it's easier for you to piece the pattern together. Taylor Nova even has a set of steps with each one of their instructions that tells you exactly how to put the pattern together as far as like piecing and taping and all that, so that's kind of nice. Yeah, the only other website I wanted to mention, just because I've seen some cosplayers talk about, it's called Pattern Lab. And I gave it a shot. I don't really like it. I'm going to tell you why I don't like it. You can't put in your custom size. You have to use the standard metric sizes, which is no bueno for me. And it's also very basic. So if you need some really simple, easy to go to patterns, more modern stuff, like it's just a couple of clicks and you're done. But for me personally, I didn't like the lack of customization for what you're paying for, because this is also a website that's based in London, so you're having to pay the pound, which is a little bit more money in USD, so it's a little bit more. It has a couple of slopers and blocks that you can buy, but you can get them at the other websites for a little bit cheaper and in your size. So that to me sounds like that's a no-brainer. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I can see the appeal of it. It's just not for me. If I'm gonna make it, put all this effort into designing a pattern, I would want it to be as close as possible to what the character is or what the vision in my head is, and I want it to my size. That's for sure.
Having digital copies of the pattern makes it a lot easier for storage and for inventory because you'll know at a glance which patterns you have. And you'll also be able to reuse them over and over again without having to keep a whole bunch of the commercial envelopes together, because since you have a digital copy, you can always reprint them as
Yeah,
needed.
as needed, which is nice. Tamlin asked a very good question. Can you move the darts up or down for high bust, low bust? Yes, you can on both of the websites, on both Sewist and then on Taylor Nova. You can absolutely do that. I didn't show that page, but there is a specific area on both sites where it actually shows you, like, here are the darts. Where do you want the darts? Here are the seams. Where do you want the seams? And it'll generate all that together. All right, do you have any other questions you can think of for me, Amber? As the pattern expert that I go to.
Only commercial patterns.
I mean, the funny thing is that when you print these out and you look at them, they look like commercial patterns. You really can't tell the difference. It's just their size to you, and it's something that you custom created, so it's your design.
So the instructions that they give you for sewing them, I know that one of the massive downsides to commercial patterns is that they basically, my apologies to Greek speakers, read like Greek
Yeah.
for those of us that don't speak Greek. And it can be difficult to know how to assemble the pattern if you don't know what,
Yes.
say, a French seam is.
Right.
Are the instructions on these written similarly, or are they written a little bit more easily to understand for, say, beginner sewers?
It's definitely the latter. Having messed with this, like for my dress that I'm working on, I decided to go with petal pockets because it made absolute sense for the character that I'm working on. I've never made petal pockets before, and so when I tried looking up online how to do them, that really was coming just nonsense in one ear and out the other. Like, I don't understand. So going through the instructions and walking through them, it actually made a lot more sense to me, and I was like, okay, I can do this. This seems fairly straightforward, so I have to give them props on that. Then they won't go into like technical specifications. Like, they assume that you already know what a French seam is, so they're not going to tell you, step by step, this is how you recreate a French seam, but they'll tell you, like, this is where you place the French seam. So at least they're very specific on how all the pieces come together to make the outfit.
Gotcha. I think if I had one recommendation to make, if anybody who works as a pattern maker is watching at these places, or for that matter, McCall or Simplicity,
Right.
it would be really useful to have just a short little appendix
Yeah.
for the terms. It doesn't have to be all sewing terms because that would be way too many for pattern, but the ones that you use in the pattern. So if you say, make a French seam here, have just like a one-line description of what a French seam is. If people need more, then they can always go look it up, but at least it gives them an idea of what this thing is that you're telling them to do.
I don't know if this is the case with all knitting and crochet patterns, but at least every single one that I've run into, it always has included a little appendix that gave the definitions of what everything is. And that just seems like, oh, that's a no-brainer. Like, yeah, you should add that in because it take up that much space and you're done. Cool, easy beans. Yeah, that's just kind of surprising.
Most crochet patterns I've run across have been personal ones that people have made, and those don't tend to have appendices. So if they'll tell me, use a half treble crochet, I have to go look up what a half
Have
treble
trouble
is.
is, yeah.
Because there's also a difference depending on the region that you're looking at, because a treble crochet, we call a double crochet here in the States. And the same thing with sewing. You may call something two different things, and that may confuse people a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's basically all the questions I have. Everything
Cool.
seems to be very straightforward, very reasonably priced, even for
Yeah.
both services.
Yeah.
$15 is still very reasonable for a custom pattern.
That fits you.
It's helpful also to take into account the cost of printing whenever you're printing these patterns, because paper is not free, neither is ink. So it'll add just a little bit, but it's far less than you would pay in shipping from these companies. Even if you were to buy commercial patterns from, say, McCall or Simplicity, they charge about $8 in shipping, which is half the price of another pattern.
Exactly.
So I think this is much more economical in that sense. And it's much better to have that ability to piece things together and have all of the calculations or recalculations as you're moving all of the different seam lines and darts and everything done for you,
Yes.
instead of you having to Frankenstein it yourself, which is what I do. And I will tell you from experience, it is a big pain in the tuchus to have to do that. You basically have to redraw all of your
To
patterns
redraw it.
onto poster board or newspaper and then manually redraw by hand all of your seams and figure out, okay, does this work? Does it not work?
And
So
that's
there's
when I
that.
go to draping.
I can usually make it work. It just takes a little bit of time
The seams
and
never seem to
usually a
fit.
couple of attempts.
Yeah, anytime it was a commercial pattern, like the only pattern that I've ever had work for me 100%, and you've borrowed it, Amber, was the corset pattern. That thing is a dream. I love the crap out of it because it seemed like, oh, you actually made this for real people. Thank you. But it seems like commercial patterns,
I
whenever
still
there's.
have it too.
Yay! That's fine. Whenever I have anything with darts in it, the darts are always in the wrong spot and they look so clunky. And it's just like I have to rip the whole thing apart and replace them in the just so it makes sense again. And I hate it. They always look horrible.
Which, to be fair, I did have to modify that one too, because, like for you, the darts are always in the wrong place. Well, for me and that pattern, the darts were in the wrong place for me.
Yeah.
So I just had to move the
Just had to move
seams
them.
around just because everyone's body's different and
Yeah.
shaped different,
We
and the
shape
curves need to
differently.
go in different places.
Oh,
Same thing for guys too.
I should mention this too, for both of the websites, they do cater to plus sizes.
Definitely helpful.
Yes, very, very much so.
Even commercial patterns usually only go up to 2XL
Yeah.
or a US 22.
There you go. There's my
Oh, well.
review of both those little websites. So we go forth and make cosplay. Spend that money.
Awesome. Of course, you can find those web addresses in the show notes so that you guys
Yes.
can go pay them a visit and tinker to your heart's content. So, of course, if you would like to join in with any additional websites or pattern making software that you guys have used that maybe you enjoy that we don't know about, please feel free to share that via any of our social media, which of course you can find here.
If you are watching us live, it is all located right underneath Amber. Or if you're listening to us, visit us at cospod.org, on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay Podcast, or on YouTube and Twitter at Cos Podcast.
You can also email us podcast@cospod.org. And of course, if you would like to custom make your own knit cage pattern and show us what you have done, feel free to do that as well.
Yes, please.
Otherwise, please stay safe, stay healthy out there. Please keep working on that cosplay so that we can all cosplay together at the next convention, whenever that is in your local area. Otherwise, we will wish you happy cosplaying, everybody. See you next time in episode 242. Bye-bye, everybody.